From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The United States is ready to talk to North Korea, quote, without preconditions, but remains determined to force it to abandon its nuclear arsenal, so says Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on Tuesday. But even as Washington stressed the importance of a negotiated end to the standoff, Kim Jong-un vowed to make his nation, quote, the strongest nuclear power and military in the world. President Donald Trump has promised that Kim will not be allowed to complete his effort to develop nuclear-armed intercontinental ballistic missiles capable of reaching mainland U.S. cities.
The complaint filed this morning charges Ula...
A sad litany today in a New York courtroom. Acting U.S. Attorney Kim Jong-un enumerated the charges against New York City bombing suspect who was accused of explosives. Voting is underway in the southern U.S. state of Alabama in a tightly contested Senate election between Democrat Doug Jones and Republican Roy Moore, a campaign roiled by charges from women who accused Moore of sexual misconduct 4 decades ago. That's when they were teenagers and he was a prosecutor in his 30s. Tuesday's special election is being watched nationally, both as an indicator of how midterm congressional elections might play out in larger numbers next November, and as a barometer of President Donald Trump's political clout, most notably his nationalistic agenda, which has been exported to some other countries. So this is an internal barometer. We'll be keeping an eye on the results as the polls close. More news online at voanews.com, also Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's political parties want to give voters another 2 months to sign up for next year's election after political turmoil disrupted the registration process. Doug Mazawa, the Secretary General of the Movement for Democratic Change, said the ruling and opposition groups will ask electoral authorities on Wednesday to extend next week's voter registration deadline into February.
Zimbabwe started registering voters in September, but its electoral commission said on Tuesday just over 4 million voters out of a target of 7 million had signed up, 8 days before the deadline to end the process. Part of the problem was that thousands of potential voters, who are classified as aliens because their parents are from other countries in southern Africa, have only been able to register since last week following a court ruling.
Meantime, Lisa Schlein reports the International Organization for Migration sees an alarming deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Democratic Republic of Congo as fighting continues to spread throughout the country, forcing thousands to flee.
The International Organization for Migration reports a humanitarian catastrophe is looming in Democratic Republic of Congo. It notes spreading violence in parts of the country has forced more than 4 million people to flee their homes, making DRC the African country with the highest displacement population. The most combustible regions include the eastern and south-central provinces of North and South Kivu, Tanganyika, and Kasai. IOM is appealing for $75 million to urgently meet the growing needs of displaced Congolese and the communities in the violent eastern and central provinces hosting them. More than 13 million people will be in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection throughout the next year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Despite Russia's ban from the upcoming Olympics in South Korea, officials in the country still expect more than 200 of their athletes to compete at the Games. Under the International Olympic Committee's sanctions announced last week, all Russians must compete under the Olympic flag as, quote, Olympic athletes from Russia. The decision to ban Russia came after the country was found to have run a sophisticated doping program at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Yemeni security forces killed at least 3 suspected militants in a raid early Tuesday in the southern port city of Aden. 3 policemen were killed in a shootout there. And a new survey shows 6 in 10 Americans believe that the level of government corruption has risen in the year since President Donald Trump was elected. Transparency International, a Berlin-based group, put out the poll. They said it's the opposite of what most people had hoped. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.